groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Well, we're having just a couple of moments of technology problems there, but I think we've got things pretty well sorted out. So now we'll move into our concert of prayer for the month of January. This month's itinerary of things to be prayed was submitted to me by our elders and one member who is not an elder but very active in the ministry. So the items that you're praying this evening, that we are praying, were submitted by elders at Challenge Ministries and one of our members who's very, very faithful. And the very first item we're going to pray is this. We're going to pray asking God to redirect financial resources away from counterfeit Christian ministries, institutions, and organizations, and into Spirit-led, Christ-centered ministries, churches, organizations, and institutions instead. Got it? We're going to pray, asking God to redirect financial resources away from counterfeit Christian ministries, institutions, and organizations, and into Spirit-led, Christ-centered ministries, church organizations, and institutions instead. Why don't you take that before the throne of God right now, and let's move on into our concert of prayer. God bless you as you pray. Our Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne in this concert of prayer. We want to see you move, Father. And Lord, we come now asking you to redirect all of the financial resources away from those counterfeit Christian ministries. Father, we're surrounded with them. And we're asking you to redirect all the financial resources away from all the counterfeit Christian ministries, institutions, and organizations, and redirect those funds that are going into those counterfeit Christian ministries, institutions, and organizations into Spirit-led, Christ-centered ministries, churches, organizations, and institutions. So, Father, we know that you have the authority. We know that you have the power. So we're asking you, Father God, in this hour, in this day, in this moment in time, to redirect all those financial resources away from counterfeit Christian ministries, institutions, organizations, and place those financial resources into Spirit-led, Christ-centered ministries, churches, organizations, and institutions. And Father, if you'll do that, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Father, your word warns us. Your word warns us of such institutions, of such organizations, of such expressions of counterfeit ministry. And Father, we see them on every hand. So we're asking you, Father God, we're asking you to redirect those financial resources that they're receiving and move them into Spirit-led, Christ-centered ministries, churches, organizations, and institutions. And Father, if you'll do this, we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, our next item, we're going to pray asking God to purge and purify the bride of Christ, the church, and restore godly values and diminish and destroy satanic strongholds, those that are adverse to the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet some of them are being honored in our nation. So we're asking you, Father God, to purge, to purify the bride of Christ, the church, and restore godly values and diminish and destroy satanic strongholds. Let Jesus Christ be honored in our nation above any and all. Let's pray it now, shall we? Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and Father, this time we're asking you to purge and purify the bride of Christ, the church, and to restore godly values and diminish and destroy satanic strongholds and see Jesus Christ be honored in our nation. That's what we want to see you do, Lord. That's one of the things we want to see you do. We're asking you, Father God, once again, to purge, to purify the bride of Christ, the church, and restore godly values and diminish, destroy satanic strongholds and see Jesus Christ be honored in our nation. Father God, we were once considered a Christian nation, and we've drifted so far. We've embraced so much that is not godly. And Father, we lay it all at the front door of the church. We lay everything that has gone wrong in this nation spiritually. Father God, we lay it at the front door of the church. We once had a Christian educational system. There was a time that prayer, Father God, was honored in the nation. And Lord, there's been such a meltdown in godly values in our nation. So we're coming before your throne in this contrite prayer, asking you to purge and purify the bride of Christ, the church, and restore godly values and diminish and destroy satanic strongholds, Father God. And we want to see Jesus Christ be honored in our nation once again, as he once was. So we're asking you to do this because we know that you are the only one that can bring this to pass. And we ask it in Jesus' name. All right, our third item. We're going to pray asking God as it was then, so that it may be now, rediscovering the book of the law as outlined in 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 8 through 1. Godly values, that's really what we're saying. We're asking God to do now as it was then, so that our nation may discover the value, if you will, rediscovering the book of the law, rediscovering those things that please the heart of God, that satisfy the heart of God, that meet God's standards. That's what we want to pray. So we're going to pray asking God to do that as it was then, that it may be now, rediscovering the book of the law, God's grace, God's mercy, God's goodness, God's power. We're going to pray that as is outlined in 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 8 through 1. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we continue to come before your throne, and we're asking you, Lord God, as it was then, so that it may be now, rediscovering the book of the law as outlined in 2 Kings. And Father, we understand that the law established godly values. The law established godly values. The law established godly standards. And Father, we as a Christian nation, we were founded on godly values. And yet we have seen a meltdown in this nation of godly values to the point that you can hardly recognize us as a nation that was formed as a Christian nation, a Bible-believing nation, a Christ-honoring nation. So, Father, we're coming before your throne in this contra prayer, and we're asking you, as it was then, so let it be now, rediscovering the book of the law, meaning this, Father, the godly standards, the godly standards, the godly values, because you set forth in the law your standards, your values, what you approved of, what you did not approve of. And so we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the nation, asking you, Father God, as it was then, that it may be now, rediscovering the book of the law. We want to return to godly values, to godly standards. And we're asking you, Father God, to move by your Holy Spirit in our nation, doing that, reestablishing godly values and godly standards. Now, we go to the next item, which is pray asking God to bring correction to or remove the influence of those ministries deceiving, manipulating, or merchandising the people of God. Now remember, these are input from our elders, and Gareb's not an elder, but he's a faithful member, and this is his input. Pray, asking God to bring correction to or remove the influence of those ministries deceiving, manipulating, or merchandising the people of God. So let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, we continue coming before your throne in this contrite prayer. And Father, in this item in the contrite prayer, we're asking you, Father God, to bring correction to or remove the influence of those ministries deceiving, manipulating, or merchandising the people of God. Father, we're asking you to bring correction to or remove the influence of those ministries deceiving, manipulating, or merchandising the people of God. Father, that has always been the case. That has always been the case. There have always been those expressions of ministry that were deceiving and defrauding people. And Father, we're simply asking you to bring correction. Bring correction or remove them. Either bring correction to them or remove those ministries that are deceiving, manipulating, or merchandising the people of God. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray that right now, folks. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now asking you to bring correction. Bring correction or remove the influence of those ministries deceiving and manipulating or merchandising the people of God. Father, it's not a pretty sight. It's an ugly sight, but it's reality. And there are those expressions of ministry that are doing exactly that. And we're asking you to bring correction to them or remove their influence of those ministries deceiving and manipulating or merchandising the people of God. Father, there are people who mean well, who've been deceived. They don't understand they are being deceived because they are not that well prepared in the Word of God. They do not understand they're being manipulated. So, Father, we're asking you, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, to bring correction to or remove the influence of those ministries deceiving, manipulating, or merchandising the people of God. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen and amen. Now our item number 5. We're going to pray, asking God, let your love flow into the hearts of all people, turning division into unity, hatred into compassion, and fear into hope. May your light shine in the darkest corners, and may your peace begin in each of our hearts. That's a pretty lengthy prayer request, but it covers a lot of material, and it's worthy of prayer. It's worthy of prayer. Listen to it again. Pray, asking God to let your love flow into the hearts of all people, turning division into unity, hatred into compassion, and fear into hope. May your light shine in the darkest corners, and may your peace begin in each of our hearts. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne right now, asking you to let your love flow into the hearts of people, turning division into unity, hatred into compassion, fear into hope. May your light shine in the darkest corners, and may your peace begin in each of our hearts. Father, that statement, that request is a big request. We've had some big requests in this contra prayer, and this just adds to the group. Lord, for you to do this, it's going to require a supernatural act. We're praying, asking you, Father, to let your love flow into the hearts of all people, turning division into unity, hatred into compassion, and fear into hope. And may your light shine in the darkest corners, and may your peace begin in each of our hearts. Father, if you will do that, it will impact this nation. It will impact the church in this nation. It will transform so much that is going on in this nation. So we present it to you for your consideration, asking you to hear the prayer and answer. Pray it now. We're going to pray for you now. We're going to pray for you. We're going to ask the Lord to answer your prayer. Be honest with the Lord exactly what you want Him to do. Some of you have physical needs. Some of you have financial needs. Some of you have needs in the family. Some of you need prayer for your family, for family members. And that's what this is all about. We, the people of God, praying for one another, ministering to one another. The enemy has fought this concert of prayer. Trust me, the enemy has fought it, but he has failed because we got the issues out there. And I want you to continue praying these issues. Select under the leadership of the Holy Spirit what you will pray, but pray these issues. Now we're going to pray you. We're going to pray you and your issues. Why don't you just take another moment and say, Lord, please do this. Lord, please hear this prayer. Please answer this prayer. Tell Him what you want Him to do. He's a prayer answering God. Nothing's too big for Him. Nothing is too big for Him. Heavenly Father, Lord, in spite of other technical difficulties, in spite of everything else that went on, You've allowed us to do this concert of prayer. And now, Father God, I bring before Your throne, and we bring before Your throne collectively and corporately these who have stated their needs to You. Father, there are needs out there in the community, Father, of prayer warriors. In this group involved in this concert of prayer, Lord, there are those who have needs that only You can meet. And we're asking You in the holy and precious name of Jesus, touch that need. Touch that point of need, whether it's physical, medical, spiritual, financial, whether it's a marriage problem, relational problem, employment problem, whatever it may be. We're asking You, Father God, to meet that need. And in doing that, glorify Yourself and encourage Your people. Father, some of Your people need some encouragement. They need some encouragement. So we simply come before You saying, do what only You can do. Father God, You're the only one that can meet some of these needs. You're the only one that understands the fullness of the need. Sometimes we don't even know how to really express the need, but You understand the need even if it's not expressed verbally. So, Father, we're asking You, understand the need, move in Your own way, in Your own timing, and meet that need, and prove Yourself strong. Prove Yourself strong. And, Father, if You'll do this, we will give You all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Because we pray and ask this in Jesus' name, and we thank You. Amen. Well, folks, thanks for being a part of this concert of prayer. It's been kind of ragged because I was having to deal with issues right here with the sound system and everything else. But nonetheless, we got it done. Now, you've got some ideas, some things to pray. Continue in your prayer closet. Pray them. Till we get a chance to do this again in February next month. Be blessed.